The Braves trying to snap a four-game skid, taking on the Nationals. R.A. Dickey on the hill looking for his 10th win of the season, and he would get some early run support in the first inning. Ozzy Albies with a man on facing Tanner Roark.
Ground ball to first and off the glove of Zimmerman, rolling into right field. Scoring is Inciarte, and it's 1-0 Braves. Sharp ground ball that ate up Ryan Zimmerman. We'll see how they score it. Good chance it's a hit. And it is. And I understood his reasons, and that's the same reasons I have. Driven on a line down toward the left field foul pole. That ball is fair and gone.
Wow.
Zimmerman with his 34th home run, and he ties the game at one in the top of the second.
You're going to know him before next year's over. Grounds this one up the middle and in the right center field for a base hit. You may get to know him before the night's over a little bit better. That's an RBI, and it gives the Braves a 3-1 lead.
And the 2-2 to Wieters. Hit hard through the whole left side, a base hit. Rendon scores. It's a 3-2 game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Top of the ninth, 3-2 Braves. Vizcaino sets, delivers. Steve, right three call. A slider gets the job done. Vizcaino not only gets back on the horse, but gallops away with the win. He saves it for R.A. Dickey.
Arodis Vizcaino strikes out the side in the ninth for his 12th save as the Braves snap a four-game skid, defeating the Nationals 3-2. R.A. Dickey is 10th win of the season, going eight strong innings, allowing just two runs, striking out four. Ozzy Albies with three hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Braves snap a four-game skid. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Tonight with him and against this club, because, hey, with that pitch, he can neutralize the best hitting team in the National League. So he was really good, efficient. It was working. Tyler did a great job with him. It was good to get him back out there catching him too, I think. And but he was really good. I mean, it was after the seventh inning, I asked him how he felt. And, I'm looking at pitches, and he's been like that, the pitch count in the sixth inning before. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'm good. He said, I'm not going to give you a reason to come get me. So that was good enough for me.
To get that kind of outing out of him, and then Arodis to respond from three walks last night with three strikeouts.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's a great job by Viz of separating it. I mean, and that's in that role, you got to have a short memory, because that's exactly what it is. And like I said, I think just last night was just a freak thing. It was just a weird, weird inning. Started with the squib ball. And it was good to see the guys bounce back after that game last night, especially, as I say, it starts on that mound, and R.A. did a great job.
Did he seem a little bit more emotional tonight after that game? A lot of hugs, a lot of, like, extra hands.
No, he went eight innings, won a big league game. I mean, those things, that's not easy, win a major league game. And he pitched his rear off, and he was competing. I mean, you see him hustling on the base paths, and you always see him diving around. And, I mean, you watch him go down the line, it's like, I'm 40-something years old, and don't want to seem... But, young guys should watch that, at his age, when he's expected to go deep into the game, how he plays the game the right way.
He made that play on the first baseline, too, where
that was a great play. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough ball to keep, out of the runner, and he did a great job on that.
Last night you said you're going to need Ramirez and Viz tonight, but were you kind of hoping to get them right back out?
Well, I mean, Viz? it's Vizzy, yeah. Yeah. Jose had been used a little bit, so I probably went to Winkler before him just to give him a blow. Mm-hmm. But Vizzy, it's the best thing in the world for Viz to come out there and tonight and to save, and the quality that it was is really good.
Roark was really good tonight.
Really
you guys
good.
Jumped out.
That guy,
got
yeah.
that couple runs early.
Yeah, and because he can pitch. I mean, he pitches. He's fun to watch. I mean, he changes speeds. He knows where the ball's going. He's been tough on us over the long haul, so it was good to get some runs.
Ender
didn't waste no time.
No, he came back and got us some. What he does, got us on the board.
Ender and then and also Ozzy showed no.
Yeah, really, it was a great at bat by Ozzy. He was fine, but he battled through that at bat to knock that first run in. It was a really good at bat. Camargo too, big two out hit there, hat on run. I mean, that's a really good at bat there.
What was it you saw there in the eighth inning that caught your attention with the lineup? Anything?
Well, I mean, they weren't telling me anything. I'm yelling at the umpire. It's like, where's everybody? Where are they playing? Because I noticed there's a whole new team out there. And And they're like, you said the pitcher was in the nine hole. I'm thinking, well, the kid that just hit ninth is playing short. But he had been in, you know, they hadn't told him. So once he toes the rubber, he's got to hit ninth. So, I just kind of wanted to know where everybody was hitting. And it took a while.
That was longer than some of the innings tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while.
Just the ensuing confusion was just everyone trying to get on the same page there.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, we wanted to know what the lineup was. I mean, I wanted to know who's coming up when, and they're just having a hard time figuring that out. And you just get, you know, of course, like, I got to talk to him. And I'm thinking, well, okay. I mean, let's just make sure we get it right. So,
you said this is your first year covering or managing a knuckleballer. Do you feel like you had a good feel for where he was going?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I felt good about him. I know talking to Chuck, he did. And when I talked to R.A., I mean, after the seventh inning, I'm like, because I'll always ask him that time of the game when he gets up and pitches, what do you think? Where are you at? And a lot of times he'll tell me it's, you know, short leash or I'm good. And then today he's like, I'm not going to give you a reason to come out and get me. And you know, I figured he'd get Weeders. Rendon hit one off the end for the double, and I didn't. You know, I kind of liked his matchup against the young kid, too. I mean, he hadn't seen him, but that probably his last hitter right there.
R.A. Dickey, his 10th win of the season, going 8 innings, allowing 2 runs. He talked to the media after.
Just getting in there in between outings and trying to figure it out. You know, this pitch kind of comes and goes sometimes, and you got to live with that. But I got after it in between with Chuck, and we figured a couple things out. And it was consistent all night long. I mean, there were only 2 pitches out of 94 that I would have wanted back, but I think what we did better this go around was we committed to the knuckleball more. You know, I gotten away from that last couple of outings and tried to get through some innings with some fastballs. And when you do that, you lose the feel of that knuckleball a little bit when you throw, you know, 8 out of 12 fastballs. So we were a lot of knuckleballs tonight, and that was our game plan from the get-go, that we're going to live and die with it. And 2 pitches out of 94 that you regret, that's a pretty good night.
Zim hits that home run on ball up here, but then after that, you got it locked in.
Yeah, you know, and that one just, it didn't catch. You know, I'd thrown some that were similar to that all night and that had bottomed out, but that one just kind of hung up there, and he sees me well anyway, so that's why I had to quick pitch him, and I had to throw change-ups. I mean, I was doing everything, every trick I knew to him, because he sees me well. But all night long, it was, a pretty fun night, because I felt good.
It seemed in that eighth inning, you kind of had that one pitch that, was that one of the two that you...
That is one I regretted. Yeah. I mean, I'd waited all night. I mean, like, you play the chess match, right? And all night long, I'd been waiting to throw a fastball in to Weeders. He hadn't seen one all night long. He hadn't seen one in 3 games. And so I had a perfect situation, just didn't execute it. You know, I wanted to go fastball in to try to lock him up, kind of defrost him. And it just ran back over to the outside corner, and he did what a good hitter does. You know, he put the barrel on it and drove in a run. But it was the right pitch, just poor execution.
It's like you knew it as soon as it let go.
Yeah. You know it. You can feel it when it rolls off your fingers that way.
Nice to get a couple runs from these guys early.
Yes, it helps, man, when you can kind of pitch with a lead. But I got to say, you know, I'm really proud of this. You know, it's a real... sign of a pro when you can go through a little bit of adversity and bounce back like he did, especially after that kooky stuff in between innings where you had to kind of wait down there and wait out a long wait. But that's what you got to have on a team that's going to be a championship team eventually. You got to have guys who have hiccups and get right back on there and are able to do their job.
You said that you don't know, you know, if you'll come back next year. You know, you'll make that decision later. Were there any more emotions tonight because there was some uncertainty? Or
sure.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd be lying to say, you know, if you didn't, you know, have some nostalgia about it. And, I mean, this, theoretically, this could be my last start ever, you know, at a home venue. But we're going to make that decision at the end of the season and see how I feel and what goes on there. But tonight was special for me. I mean, it gave me 120 wins on my career. It gave me double digits for 7 out of 8 years or something. It was a nice win, and I was thankful for it.
And just to be able to live this dream to play with for the Braves, and this entire season's been...
It's an absolute privilege to put on this uniform every time. And I will get emotional if I keep talking, but you never want to take a single day for granted. And when you put on a uniform that you grew up loving and knowing intimately, it's a special thing. And I never wanted to take that for granted as long as I played the game. And tonight was a special night because I got to win a special game as an Atlanta Brave. It's cool.
So if the guys also embraced that moment too and embraced you afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I've got great teammates, man. They know what's at stake. You're always playing for something. You know, this game never lets you up. You're always playing for something. You might think you're out of the race. You might think you're this many games back, but you're always being evaluated. You got pride to play and be competitive. You're always playing for something. If you go out there and you don't have that mindset, it's going to eat you alive.
Up next, the Braves begin a series at home against the Phillies on Friday. Sean Newcomb on the hill.